So what time did you get in today? You're playing...
Oh, dude, I don't know. It's like 11:30 Amsterdam time.
It is? What time is it?
4:20.
Nice. Dude, it's always what it
is. Let's get... Lady with a lot of green on just brought in a lot of dogs.
Well, it's St. Patrick's Day, don't you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Happy St. Patty's Day.
I actually went home and put on green.
Nice.
I went to work and everybody was trying to pinch me.
What? You get pinched at work?
I didn't quite get pinched because I played the green eyes card, but...
Oh, how do you play the green eyes card?
I have green eyes. You can't pinch me.
Yeah. That's like your permanent excuse for not, like...
For forgetting this holiday that I'm completely unaffiliated with.
Yeah, exactly. What do you do with unaffiliated holidays? Like, do you just blow them off, right?
I just completely forget, unless I want to take, like, a day off work, you know? Yep. In which case, I'm having a big party, quote-unquote.
But I think everyone on... I don't celebrate Kwanzaa. But if it's Kwanzaa, like, maybe I should celebrate.
I celebrate, like, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, where it's just you take some time off at the end of the year and you give people stuff, and they give you stuff.
Let me just fire up this bottle. But where are you from, Russia?
I'm from Russia, but I'm a Russian Jew, so we're, like, a subset of the population, and we were, like, religiously persecuted or whatever, so we all cut out starting in the
90s. Not all Russians are Jews, though.
No, like a small percentage of the population.
You'd say, like, what percentage?
Well, now, none. No. Well, now it's about, I don't know, less than 1% probably.
Now that...
Most of us are over
here. Is it banned in Russia?
No, not anymore. Well, no, Russia's like here now where it's all capitalism and it's freedom of religion supposedly and all that, but...
Do you still have family back there?
I do. I actually just found out I have a little sister. My birth dad is over there who just sent me the first letter ever.
You just found out.
Yeah, like I found out 2 days.
You had no idea you had
no
a little
idea.
Sister.
And I got the letter from her yesterday, and she looks just like my older sister, which is so funny.
And what's the age difference?
I'm like 13 years older. So I'm older than her than she is old total. She's
wow.
12.
Well, you're not far, I guess. We're in Amsterdam. How far is Russia from here? Like,
oh my God.
She could probably hear you. So if you had any kind of message for her, like, do you speak Russian?
I do, yeah. Not as well as I could, but probably better than you.
Your parents spoke Russian? Like,
well, I'm from there. I was born there. So.
Oh, okay.
So sweet. I kind of had to.
Yeah, until what age?
I moved to America when I was 8.
Okay.
Woo! You see that, dude?
Yeah, dude.
That guy jumped off the table.
With
the... That was sick.
Like a Daffy. That's what, dude, we should call him Daffy.
Daffy!
Way to go, Daffy!
Oh,
dude. Yeah, someone's got to get him off the espresso drinks. You know? If he's going to... He's going to fuck himself up, to be honest with you.
I think he did when he... Oh, fuck.
No, he's... He's functioning. I mean, I didn't see him when he walked in here. He looks like kind of comparable to most Americans, operating on a certain base level.
Hold on. See.
Do you think you'll spend any more time in Amsterdam?
Well, I wanted to get a tattoo, actually. So
yeah?
There's a lot of really amazing... I mean, the best tattoos in the world come from here, so...
Yeah. And the best weed.
I don't know. As a California girl, I think I'd have to kind of argue with that.
Oh,
I mean, just because it's legal here doesn't mean that it's the best, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
And I guess that they could probably import it here and everything, but I think originally it would be coming kind of from where I'm coming from. So.
No, there are some wonderful growing areas in the state of California. I think I think
my friend Bob has one in his garage, for example.
I saw in the news they busted a some kind of tanning salon.
Oh my God, I wonder if it was the one I worked at.
Well, they said there was only one tanning bed and the rest were hydroponics.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. No, yeah. The salon I worked at had more than one tanning bed. I'm pretty sure because they used to clean them. So.
If you walk into a tanning salon where there's one bed, like that should be a sign to pack up.
Well, you never really know what's
there.
In the other rooms. There could just be people in the other rooms because the doors are all closed. They're all like little individual rooms.
What if there was just one room and it was like, you're in room one?
And you're always in room one, right?
Yeah, it's like, I get room one all the time. Are there other rooms?
Is there room two?
No, we just do
we just
all our filming
room.
In room one. You know, it's like, you find out they got the video cams up there. That's sketchy, dude. That's a
the
front
old, the
for
salon
something.
I worked at did have a camera, but it was only of like the hall, supposedly, and of like the front desk area.
Yeah.
I don't know, I kind of was wary of tanning there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, how's that Hulu coming?
It's broken up. I don't have my grinder. If I lost my grinder on the trip, I had it in my bag today. They didn't even check it through customs. It's kind of tricky.
Dude, I don't want to bring up grinder through Homeland Security. That's true. Like, I think they say something like 99 out of 100 like attempts to do something like are successful.
Do they really say that?
Yeah, dude. It's such a joke. It's like we're gonna nail you at the border. You know, for
weed anyway. Come on.
Yeah, and why go outside? Like, why would you bring something like into the United States if you were in the United States? You know, like what?
Yet they have a bar at the airport where everybody gets loaded before they freaking fly.
Yeah. Well, you're in Amsterdam now. And
I am. It's really mellow here.
Is this the coolest place? Yeah. Yeah, it's just so smoky.
Kind of dark a little bit.
And pets are allowed.
I know there's so many dogs in here. One licked my feet a couple minutes ago.
Yeah. You gotta stop them from that.
Why would I want to do that? Somebody remind me.
Let me put a little lather on there for you. Have you ever been to Siberia?
I haven't. That's where all the prison camps are. That's where my birth dad was for many years. That's why I didn't meet him when I was a child.
They sent him off to Siberia?
Yeah, because they send you to like forced labor camps instead of prison.
Ooh. Ouch.
I know, at least in California.
How do you say
you
ouch
in California.
Russian?
Oi.
Oi. Oh, yeah, that's the Russian Jew.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really.
The Jew in you says oi.
Yiddish.
There You know, there's one thing in life I hate, that's metronome.
Me too, bro.
That they're so fucking consistent.
Hella consistent. Annoyingly consistent.
Dude, it's like Chinese water torture or something.
I don't know what that is.
You know where they are.
We can ask, I'm kidding. I know.
We could ask Dick Cheney. You probably know.
Fuck Dick Cheney.
He's Mr.
Duck Chick Faney.
Yeah. Dude, I saw on the news the other day, this guy was like, you know, if we have someone that hates our country and we have to dunk him in water until he thinks he's going to die, you know, to get the truth out of him, I'm all for it. And I'm a Christian, he said.
He said that?
Yeah, he was like the newscaster on the news.
There's a lot of pot smoke in here.
Yeah, there is.
This place
Maybe
is
that
cool.
guy on the news needs
hey, did
to
you see
fucking
that?
Smoke some weed.
I think they all do.
You don't think so?
Did that sound weird to everybody that wasn't Russian?
We'll throw like a little accent in there. Like, you know,
okay, when you're speaking Russian, you no longer have a Russian accent. Oh my God, I can't believe somebody left their BlackBerry on. That's so rude.
I can't believe BlackBerries work in Amsterdam.
Well, I have the World Edition BlackBerry from Sprint, so it takes a SIM card, and it can actually work here.
Oh, nice. So when did you come in off the plane?
I just got here about a day and a half ago. I just kind of was looking around, you know. I went was trolling through the red light district, just kind of praising.
Yeah. Thinking about what was going through your mind in the red light district? Did it was it as sketchy as you thought?
No, I'm a big fan of legalized prostitution. Like, I think that... I think it would solve a lot of the tax issues, like the revenue issues in a lot of areas.
Oh, interesting.
My friend owns
so
a bunny ranch
like
in Vegas,
it would
and
be
a it's
a
great business.
Like,
boost to
of
the
our
local economy, yeah. Just same thing with legalized out. Weed.
What's up, everybody? I want to thank Dan for letting me play his piano. Amsterdam. We're in Amsterdam, everybody. This is my Amsterdam. It's fucking great. Thank you, my time for this. Oh, sorry to call. I'm not much of a pianist. From Amsterdam, standing this yellow-haired girl, Mr. Jones strikes up a conversation. Black hair, from Mexico, dancing low. She dances while her father plays guitar. She's suddenly beautiful. We all want something beautiful. I wish I was beautiful. Eat that joint.
No cell phones.
I turned the cell phone on. I'm performing. My mom just called with more bad news. Times are hitting hard. Dad lost his job too. I'm not surprised but saddened. Ultimately scared. They both worked 40 plus years, now monetarily impaired by a system that failed them. A projection misread. A whole lot of promise turned bankrupt instead. Hurts my head so bad my heart tasted. I cry, but my energy's too vital to waste it. Mr. Jones and me tell each other fairy tales, and we stare at the beautiful women. Looking at you, oh no, no, she's looking at me. Standing in the bright light, coming through in stereo, stereo. One, two, Too many times we've drawn short from the straws, crept down dark halls and searched for signs on the walls. But now we have only the lessons retained from the stains that remain. The message of this song I sing. Let's find a way to prove wrong what they say, to break free from the reins that have held to this day. We are family, stronger than steel, forever for real. That's the deal. Mr. Jones and me, looking to the future, we stare at the beautiful woman. She's perfect for you, there's got to be somebody for me. Ooh. Yeah. Have to be creative at this point to move forward, forced to use tactics that do some seem abnormal. But why not at this point? Have we not paid our dues? Have we not been royally screwed by that man dodging shoe? I want to be alive. Everybody want to pass as cats. We all want to be big, big stars, yeah. We got different reasons for that. Believe in me. Oh, believe in anything, cause I need some to believe. To believe.
How's that firing?
You guys just had to top us because you had never been out there, so you had no idea that there was nothing going
on. Nicely packed. So, you know who we need to bring to Amsterdam?
Justin.
And our spot is still yeah, alive. Dude. And we made
it there last year. Justin's here. Not Justin Shilton. Justin, Black Justin.
Yeah. The black dude that, like, knows how to smoke ganja. Not that Justin does it.
Hey, Justin!
Yo.
What's up, dude?
How does a Russian Jew know your own history better than
you? Nice. Hey.
That's pretty sad.
No, you gonna play?
It's all right. We probably
you better play, dude.
We probably speak English better than you two.
You go play?
You better play, dude.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. He's gonna play with the band. He knows the band.
Yeah, the only way he plays though is like if he gets all fired up.
A month or two, and the only time we got there and back. Think about how slow cars are. But since then, we've only gone out.
Oh, nice. We should pack that up again.
There's some green in it, actually. I just missed it.
Hold on, let me get my bag, my big satchel of weed.
Do you want to hear the worst thing I did as a child?
What's
it was a
that?
Deal, okay.
I don't know. Like, I don't know that I want to hear the worst.
It's pretty funny. Me and my sister, we took a bunch of plastic bags, like clear plastic bags, and wrapped up a bunch of like Play-Doh squares and then sealed them with a hot butter knife and told the other kids in our yard that they were gum, and then traded them for a giant jar of marbles, which was like currency back in the day.
You could have killed
someone. And then we moved that day.
You moved out of town?
We moved, like, across town because Moscow's huge.
Did you ever check the news? Like, did anyone die on a Play-Doh ball?
I hadn't heard of it.
Choking on
probably
a Play-Doh
more
ball?
Food. Hey, Play-Doh's just flour, salt, and water. So it's probably more food than they were actually eating.
Yeah, but they're going to poop.
It's like it was a really nasty biscuit.
They're
like,
going to they're gonna
like English food.
They're going to poop like a fuzzy pumper barber shot. Like that fucking, you know.
And it goes bouncing because it's like Play-Doh plastic or something.
Yeah.
Like a rubber bouncy ball.
Yeah, dude.
Those kids were stupid to not try the gum first.
Yeah. I mean, I'd ask questions.
Like, we were just convincing it up.
Someone came up to me with a big bag of red stuff. You know,
it wasn't,
like,
dude, they were folded into perfect little squares and sealed, dude. Stupid kids.
Yeah. Those were not the smart Russians.
Yeah, those are the ones that are still there.
Hey, you got your marbles, though.
I did. I don't even remember what
I'm
we did
sorry.
To them.
Oh, see that girl? Grab that lighter for you.
Wow.
That was,
Oh my.
What's up?
Aren't you married?
Yeah, I'm married, but,
yeah, but don't
I haven't seen a tattoo like that in my life. But, not necessarily the shape of the tattoo or anything, just the positioning.
Of her hips or her pants?
I'm trying to be diplomatic and back out of this one because I am married, but I guess the fact that we
like your wife's ever going to hear this conversation. Come on, dude.
Dude, she hears it all.
They bugging me and I sneeze and I wheeze. I can't be pleased because I'm not pleasable. I'm the invincible, the decreasable. You can't look at me, I'm so straight. Like a freeze with a spot on the dream. The rhyme and the rhythm and the rhyme.
I run from everything. Close to love. I hide sometimes. To hold the weight of the love I left behind. And when I find the bridge to the dream of love I see, I hope it leads the way to the love inside of me. I run whenever I am close to love. I hide away when I feel like I am losing touch. To hide in some fantasy. I wish that you could be the woman in the dream I see. Now it's time to run that high. Seek the love I felt as a child. Let it go for a while. There's a bridge I need to find, and it needs to hold the weight of a love I left behind. And when I find the bridge to the dream of love I see, I hope it leads the way to the love inside of me. I'm
Nice.
What's up?
You got multiple smoking apparatus.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Sweet. Dude, this joint is one of the nicest, I must admit.
Oh! I nearly clobbered that dog over there.
I think the atmosphere makes it a little loud. Because fuck, dude, this is a sweet place, dude. They don't even sell alcohol here, did you know that?
He needs it, dude.
They sell coffee, espresso, drinks.
And weed.
They made me a vanilla soy latte at Shot. Extra hot, I was so excited.
With a dash of Northern Lights.
No.
They do that though, don't they?
Yeah, dude.
The oil in your espresso.
Yeah, that the hemp oil or whatever. So the dude. We need some hemp oil. I don't even know these things exist, but I'm down to try them.
Hey.
Wow, see? That guy with the big hat?
Oh, geez, that scared the shit out of me. The guy with the big hat or the big dog? Hey.
Yeah, he just walked in the door, dude. That, I'm to be honest, I'm kind of scared of that hat, too. Come on.
This place is awesome, dude.
Yeah, dude, that dog's got
more done than a smoothie.
You need a lighter?
Yeah, I need one.
There you go.
I mean, yeah, California has the medical weed, and it's already made $300 billion in tax revenue in the 1 year that it's been legal.
Wow.
There's actually an initiative on the California ballot to make it fully legal in California.
That makes me want to smoke. You want to hit that?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, nice.
Here you go.
Thank you.
That's a reasonably good-sized bong there.
It's green, too. It's festive.
Yeah. St. Patty's bong. Do you think St. Patrick smoked weed? Do you think shamrocks smoke weed?
It was probably green if it was.
Yeah, totally. Like, that's maybe why it's a green holiday. Do you think those little leprechauns smoke weed?
I think those little leprechauns are what we all see when we smoke a lot of weed.
Well, I mean,
like your perception changes and everybody kind of gets short if you're far away.
Whoa! It's like, dude, what's with the hat? I'm a leprechaun.
And you got red hair too.
Yeah.